And the line of Sitchin originates from Ravshitz. The Ravshitzer was a Talmid Muhak of the name Avimelech, the Chayzer from Lublin, Menachem Mendel from Rimenov, Koznitzer Magid. It's said about the Ravshitzer that in his lifetime he visited over 400 Bali Ruach HaKodesh. That he was on the run a lot, on the move a lot, visiting different tzaddikim. And the whole derech of Ravshitz, and this tzaddik, the Ravshitzer, was a very mysterious tzaddik. The Tzanzer Rav, the Devar Chaim, considered himself a Talmid Muvak of the Ravshitzer, but he didn't consider himself a Talmud. He would refer to the Zidachayver, the Ateres Tzvi from Zidachayv, as the Rebbe, and he would refer to the Ravshitzer as the Rav. And I heard from my Rebbe, the reason why is because to be called a Talmud, the Talmud has to have some hasaga in the Rebbe. Said though that the Ravshitzer, I had mamish no hasaga in him at all. I didn't understand his ways at all. So the Devar Chaim didn't see fit that he should call himself a Talmud. Didn't see that he should call himself a Talmud of the Ravshitzer. The Ravshitzer, there's so many stories to say about the Ravshitzer, things which I've heard from my Rebbe, and that's brought down in the Sfarim. I'm like, my head is jumping in many places just to know what to share. The Ravshitzer, his father was a very big tzaddik, a very well-known magid. When he came bar mitzvah, his father took him to the Zlotchever Magid for Hanachas Tefillin. And the Ravshitzer Rebbe said that when I went to the Magid from Zlotchev for my Hanachas Tefillin, when he put the tefillin on me and he fastened it to my arm against my heart, he attached me to a place in Yerushalayim that I never was able to leave my entire life. My son Yehuda Moshe was actually born on the yard site of Tali Ravshitzer. I didn't know at the time, this is going back 15 years ago, when I was looking at names for to name him after. So I looked in the Sfarim and I saw Naftali Tzifim Ravshitz and I said, "Who's that?" You know, and I went on to the next. I didn't know. But I had this chesson from my son's Hanachas Tefillin, and I took him to my Rebbe, Rav Matel Zilber. And I thought about this ma'isa with the Ravshitzer, that he said that the Zlotchever Magid attached him to a place of Yerushalayim that he had never left his whole life. When he was a young boy, when he was a youngster, so he asked his malamid. He was reading in the Torah and the Chumash, and he came to a sof pasuk. And a sof, when he came to the sof pasuk, he said Hashem's name because he saw that the sof pasuk at the end of the pasuk there's like two dots on top of each other. So in many Sidurim and Chumashim, so Hashem's name is not written out straight like Yud Kei Vav Kei. It says like two Yudin. So when he came to the end of the pasuk, he said Hashem's name, and the Malamid said, "What are you doing? Are you saying Hashem's name?" He said, "Look, it says Hashem's name. There's two Yudin at the end of the pasuk." So the Malamid said, "That's not Hashem's name. Only what you see in the pasuk, but that's the sof pasuk that ends the pasuk." So the Ravshitzer was a little boy, and I shared this at Yehuda Moshe's my son's bar mitzvah, because he had asked me this question that week. It was Mamash Basher that he asked me this question: Why is it that the end of the pasuk is different than the Shema Vayah? It's Mamash Apella. So the Rav Shitzer said a vartel as a young boy. He said, because he asked his Rebbe, what's the difference? Why is this Hashem's name, yet the end of the pasuk is not? So the Rav Shitzer said, because a yud is a yid. And when a yud is on top of another yud, that's not Hashem's name. Only when a yud is standing next to a yud is that Hashem's name. He says, not only is it not Hashem's name when a yud is on top of a yud, but he said that it's the sof pasuk, that it makes divisions between psukim, between ksuvim, between dvarim shebekdusha. Only when there's two yuds next to each other is that Hashem's name. And he touched the pasuk in this week's parsha. V'ahavta l'reyecha kamaycha. Two yuds next to each other. Ani havaya. That's Hashem's name. The main nekuda in Rav Shitz, every chassidus has its main emphasis. The main nekuda in Rav Shitz was two things which I really want. And that's the midah of Hatznei Aleches. Doing things bitzina. Doing things quietly. In a way that people don't know. And the real reason why a tzaddik or people are encouraged to do mitzvahs in a way where nobody knows about them is because the real measure of a mitzvah is how much L'Shem Shamayim is behind the mitzvah. That to do a mitzvah with ulterior motives is considered to be pasul in the Beis Medrash of Rav Shitz. And he did things in many ways, the Rav Shitzer, which were very mysterious, not just to the average person, but even the tzaddikim of his generation, like the Derech Chaim testified, did not understand the ways of the Rav Shitzer. They were very, very hidden, very mysterious. And his whole life he worked that all the mitzvahs which he does, that they should be completely, completely the Shem Shamayim. For example, he was a very big chacham also. He said about himself that I'm the wisest person in the generation. But you have to know many other stories to understand how he hid himself with this. We can't probably, even in a half hour, if we allowed ourselves, to properly understand this complex, very deep, mysterious tzaddik, the Rav Shitzer. On his kever, although I don't know if it could still be seen on the kever, but he instructed that on his kever it should be written only one thing. That he was a chacham, that he was the greatest in his generation. I forget the exact lashon. I have it here somewhere. Something along the lines of Gadol Hador b'chachmas Elokos. It's the only thing that it says on the kever is that he was the greatest in his generation in chachmas Hashem. And then it said under that we weren't allowed to write anything more due to the instruction of the Rav Shitzer. All that's written on the kever is Gadol b'dayrei b'chachmas Elokos. And of course, with that he concealed himself. And he was very wise, and he used to say that I can see now everything that will happen to my children, to my grandchildren, to my great-grandchildren, to all their doiris until Mashiach comes. And he said, not with Ruach HaKodesh, Chas V'Shalom. That's what he said. Chas V'Shalom B'Ruach HaKodesh. I could see it through Chachma. I could see through Chachma everything that will happen to my children and my great-grandchildren until Mashiach comes. And the stories about this. Once the Chayzer from Lublin, his Rebbe, said to him, he said, Naftalchik, he says, you're such a big chacham, you're so wise. If being wise is so important, so why does the Torah say, Tamim tihi am Hashem alakecha, that you should go with a wholesomeness, with a purity, with an innocence in Hashem's ways? It should say in the Torah, Chacham tiyah Hashem Elokecha. You should be a Chacham. Why does it say Tamim tiyah? You should be pure, you should be wholesome. So the Rav Shitzer said with his Chachman, he says, it takes a big Chacham to be a big Tamim. That was his answer. And he would use Chachman in a way to mask his ways. Because Tmimus in the court of Rav Shitz meant doing things Hashem Shemaim. And he had ways of concealing himself so that nobody would understand who he was and what he was doing. In fact, it was very well known in the Hasidus of Rav Shitz and in the descendants of Rav Shitz that they were known to take Gabayim who were mamish the biggest Amaratzim. That they chose Gabbais who were mamish, not just regular people, they were the biggest fools around. The Gabbai of the Rav Shitzer was Yeshua. Yeshua the Gabbai. And he was a big shaita. So why did the Rav Shitzer choose him as a Gabbai? So he said that once, in the middle of the night, he went quietly, secretly, to go be toivel, tefillah in the mikvah. And there must have been some type of a gneva in the town around that time, and they were hiring people in the community to go and to be shomrim in the community to watch over the city. So the Rav Shitzer, on his way, he passed by one of the shomrim. As he passed by this Yeshua, he turned to the Rav Shitzer and he said to him, "Lemi atem shomrim? Who are you looking for? Who are you watching for?" He said that to the Rav Shitzer. So he said, "This is my man." So he took Yeshua to be his gabbai. He took him to be his gabbai. So they once asked Yeshua the gabbai. They said after the Ptir of the Rav Shitzer, they said, "Tell us on my face. Tell us a mayface, like a wonder that the Rav Shitzer did." So the Rav Shitzer, again, everything was very concealed. In fact, he once did a mayface that there's different versions of the maysa, but that he was mishtadich with the Orla Shemaim, with the Abderav, not the Abderav, the famous Abderav, the Orla Shemaim who succeeded the Abderav. They made a shidduch with each other, and on the way to the Chasana, there was a person who was crippled and in a wheelchair. And for many years, maybe 13 years, 20 years, couldn't get out of his wheelchair. So they said, on the way to the chuppah, the Rav Shitzer is going to pass by, and the Orla Shemaim, lay yourself down on the floor. So that's what they did. They laid him down on the floor, and he was walking by. And as he was walking by, the Rav Shitzer took his stick, and he saw this was like such a shtus that the guy's laying on the floor. He took his stick, and he says, "Get up, what are you laying on the floor for?" So the guy got up, and he started walking like a normal mensch. And there was a big rash in the town that the Rav Shitzer did a maifis on this yid, unbeknownst to him. So the Rav Shitzer, he was so embarrassed that he did a public maifis, that he didn't come out of his house for 3 days. Because he was very upset that a maifis should be done publicly through him. So everything that he did was very mysterious, very concealed. So they once said to Yeshua the Gabbai, "Tell us a maifis that the Rav Shitzer did." So he says, "I don't remember any maifisim. I just remember one shtus that once the Rav Shitzer needed to go to the mikvah late at night, and we were walking, and the torch blew out, and there was no light anymore. It was very cold, and there was ice all on the ground and snow. So the Rav Shitzer took some snow and he handed it to me, and he said, light this and hold on to this." So he said that he held the ice, and he took a match and he lit the ice, and the Rav Shitzer went into the mikvah and he came out, and then it went out. I don't remember any maifsim, just this shtus that we lit some ice once upon a time so the Rav Shitzer can go into the mikvah. That's the only thing I remember though. No maifsim, just shtusim. That's what he said. He was very much, like I said, into doing things to Shem Shemaim and exposing fakers. He didn't like one of his biggest pet peeves, if you could say such a thing, was people who were frum. he would say from Izvashe Tevos, Poel Rishus, those who do Rishus, V'givend mitzvahs, and they want to do mitzvahs. That's what he said. Poel Rishus V'givend mitzvahs. He didn't like frumkeit. He used to say that to be just a chacham, to only be wise, will make you into a rasha. To be from, just to be a frumer, you're a shaita. To be good, just to be good, you'll be a person who's into arayas. He says the only way that a person can succeed in Yiddishkeit is to be a chacham, is to be from, and to be good. You have to be all three things. Didn't like quote unquote frumkeit, which was lacking depth, which was lacking a real heart in Avodas Hashem. And he would expose many times people who were quote unquote big frum people, the frumers. So there was once a yid that who came to Lizhensk, and there was a rash about him that he was a person who would fast from Shabbos to Shabbos. Like he was amongst like the tzaddikim that he wouldn't eat during the week. He would fast literally from Shabbos to Shabbos. And they couldn't tell. The tzaddikim were having a hard time discerning the real mensch that this person was. So the Rav said, leave it to me. I'll test him out. So the Rav Shitzer, he took a child and he was walking by this mensch, and he bumped the child into this chashav yid. So the Rav Shitzer turned to the child and he says, watch where you're going. He says, do you know who you're bumping into? You're bumping into a yid who fasts every Monday and Thursday. So this yid heard that and he says, every Monday and Thursday? What do you mean? From Shabbos to Shabbos I fast. So with that, he exposed him as a fake. Because in Rav Shitz, even if you fasted from Shabbos to Shabbos, if you wanted people to know about it, then it was possible. As soon as he said, what do you mean from Monday to Thursday? Shabbos to Shabbos. So he exposed him. He said, that was already, he's a nobody. He used to say that there's two Yidden who learn Torah. There's Yidden who learn at home, and there's those who learn in the Beis Medrash. It's a Davar Be'itai, this Maisa. So he says, there are some Yidden that they learn at home, and they close the windows and they close all the doors, and nobody knows that they're learning, and they're thinking to themselves, they're going like this, saying, I'm learning and nobody knows about it. This is chashuv. So then there's some Yidden that they learn in the Beis Medrash, like everybody else. Everybody can see that they're learning, but they're learning in the Beis Medrash like everybody else. He says, I prefer the second over the first one. Because in the school of Rav Shitz, everything was about L'shem Shemayim. Everything was about Hetznei Aleches. Everything was about doing things quietly, in a way of tznius. But if a person felt that by concealing himself, by being tznius, it made like a gaiva in his heart, like I'm the man, because I'm doing things privately, and there was no shviras alev, there was no broken heart in front of Hashem. And there's other stories that I feel bad, I can't be mayach on this, just to give a good picture of what this is, this malach Hashem. But he felt that that was everything. I'll share with you just a personal maisa which I had with my Rebbe, which I've asked him many times for many questions about the Derech of Rav Shitz, and my Rebbe understands better than anybody the Derech of Rav Shitz and how to walk in the Derech of Rav Shitz. So we once came for a shir for a chabura to the Rebbe, to Rav Matal, and the chabura beforehand, he was learning Maseches Nida when we walked in. And we noticed that when we came in for the next week, he had a Maseches Brachas open. So we asked him nonchalantly. He said, we mentioned, you know, last week you were learning Nida, this week you're learning Brachas. Did you finish Shas? So he said, yeah. So I asked him, so no CM, no nothing? He said, no nothing. So I said, why not? So he said, Hatsneya leches adif. Hatsneya leches adif. Learn a lot from that, Maisa. So the visioner once commented about the Rav Shitzer. He said, I knew that the Rav Shitzer was such a chacham, but such a chacham like this, I didn't know that he was. So there was a yid there who went over to the Rav Shitzer, and he told the Rav Shitzer what the visioner said about him. So the Rav Shitzer said to this yid, he says, I knew you were a shaita, but a shaita like this, I never knew you were. So he said, didn't tolerate shtusim. He was such a chacham that he tried to impress upon people that you have to be a chacham, you have to know how to use chacham in the proper way. Once the Ma'ar V'Shemesh, this mice I heard from my Rebbe, the Ma'ar V'Shemesh was really perhaps the Talmud Mufak of the Naim Ali Malach. And his son was the Gitter Yid, he was called, the Gitter Yid. And when the Ma'ar V'Shemesh passed away, he was very broken because his father was not just a father, he was also his Rebbe. And the way my Rebbe puts it, in those times, much more than even nowadays, when a tzaddik didn't have a Rebbe, he was like a nishtamensh, like he was something, you needed a Rebbe. And he was completely beside himself and he didn't know where to go. So his father appeared to him, and before his father passed away, he asked his father, who should I cling to when you leave me? And he said, Naftali Rav Shitzer should be your Rebbe, go to Naftali Rav Shitzer. So he decided he was going to go, and when he arrived for Shabbos, Friday night after davening, the Rav Shitzer got into a fight with one of the cooks, one of the housekeepers. Doesn't say exactly. I don't remember exactly what the mess was about, but he got into a fight with the housekeeper. And then after that, he went to the table and started to sing Shalom Aleichem. And the Gitter Yid was mamish. He was broken on top of broken. Can imagine his father, Ma'ar V'Shemesh, that Friday night after davening, he was in a state of Kedusha and Dveikis with Hashem and come to the Tish Shalom Aleichem. And here he comes the first thing on Friday night. The Rav Shitzer goes into the kitchen. He makes a whole fight with the Mishareses, and then he comes into the Tish. So that whole Tish, he was very broken. And although he sat there, he was very not engaged. And then he went into the Beis Medrash and he was just learning the ksavim of his father. And the whole Shabbos was like that. Just one thing after the next, just disappointments. The Rav Shitzer said no Torah. This was common by the Rav Shitzer. People who came for Shabbos, he would make big jokes and big shows in order to discourage anybody who would come. The people would run away. So Motzei Shabbos, the Gitter Yid, he put his head down on the table and he cried. And his father appeared to him in a dream. And his father said to him, don't give up. The Rav Shitzer is a tzaddik emes. I want you to go to the Rav Shitzer's room, open the door, the different neschalas, how the story goes, and to go see the tzaddik, go see the Rav Shitzer, what he's doing now. Some say that he was sleeping. The way I heard it from my Rebbe was that he should go in unannounced into the room of the Rav Shitzer. So he went late at night, midnight, into the room of the Rav Shitzer. He opened the door. And after that, he became a chassid for life. So they once asked the Gitter Yid, what did you see there? What did you see there? So the Gitter Yid says, what happens in Cheder stays in Cheder. He never said what he saw. Whatever he saw when he opened the door on the Rav Shitzer late that night was enough that he became a chassid for life by the Rav Shitzer. This was common by the Rav Shitzer. He would make jokes and charades and types of games that people would, that they would question him. And he only wanted chassidim who were able to see through all, just like the Ribbono Shel Olam, he puts on all these shows in this world and all types of confusions, and he wants people to be to be David Be'emunah to him. That was the type of chassidim that he was looking for. The Rav Shitzer also was a world-class badchan. He was a badchan. At weddings for chassanim and kalus, he would show up and he would be the badchan. This is one of his ways. To be a badchan was like to be an entertainer. It wasn't a very popular thing to do, especially for a tzaddik like the Rav Shitzer. And when word got to his father that he was Menachem Mendel from Linsk, that he was doing Padchanas, so he was very unhappy with that. And but he knew that his son was a Yerei Shamayim, and he wanted to see for himself, you know, the Padchanas that he was doing. So he showed up, and he came for the Padchanas, and he listened to the Padchanas that the Rav Shitzer was doing. And he said that he doesn't say Badchanas. He says everything which he's saying in the Badchanas and the jokes and the laughs that everybody was laughing, they were all secrets of Torah that he concealed through his jokes and everything which he did. It's all Torahs from the Arizal's Eitz Chaim. The whole thing is just Torahs from the Eitz Chaim, from the Arizal. And he said you should continue, because they said you should make a macha that your son is doing Badchanas. He says, no. He should continue what he's doing big things. In fact, the Kamarna, whose yahrzeit is also, I think, the day before, he considered himself also to be like a Talmud of the Rav Shitzer, or a Talmud Chavir of the Rav Shitzer. He writes in his Sefer that he once came to the Rav Shitzer's house, and on Erev Shabbos, he was having a shmooze with his wife. The Rav Shitzer was talking to his wife, and the Kamarna writes that I've never seen in my life, that just in casual conversation that he was having, he was machaving all of the secrets of going in hot water on Erev Shabbos when he was speaking casual conversation with his wife. Because I was able to see in his words all the secrets of the Arizal in his mundane words that he was talking to his wife. And he said that the Rav Shitzer looked at me and he knew that I knew what he was doing. And he continued doing it. But the Rav Shitzer knew that the Kamana knew what he was doing. But this was his way that he everything, normal chatter, everything was a disguise. He never said a sichas chulin in his life. In fact, later in his life, he became very sick. He wasn't so sick, but he became sick, and he didn't speak for 3 days straight. And people questioned whether or not he had a stroke and he couldn't speak anymore. But the doctors had observed him, and they saw that there was nothing really wrong, and they didn't understand like why he wasn't talking. So after those days were over, so I don't remember if he said it or his son said it, but the Rav Shitzer, it was said that the Rav Shitzer, whenever he said a word, he didn't say a word without making a yichud, without being mechavin certain secrets of Hashem's names and everything which he said. But since at that time he was weak from the sickness, and he couldn't utter a word without making a yichud, so he stayed silent. He stayed silent for those 3 days because he wouldn't allow himself to utter a word. To say a word, he felt that those weren't words. To say a word which was an empty word, that he measured every word, that it should be David Bashem and Yehudim, didn't speak for 3 days because he couldn't say a proper word. Once he was in a town and he was doing Badchanas, and the Chayza was also in that town, and the Chayza, He sat down late at night to do Tikkun Chatzos. And you can imagine Tikkun Chatzos, you know, what is done by the tzaddikim, that they sit on the floor at midnight and they cry and they say Tikkun Leah and Tikkun Rachel, they cry for Chum Mitzvah Mikdash. And the Chayza from Lujin, he kept trying to say it, and he tried, it was always that as soon as he would sit down to say the Tikkun Chatzos, the tears would flow from his eyes and he would cry. And he saw that nothing was going. So he wanted to find out what was going on in town. So he came to, there was a chasna taking place, and he saw that, when he looked in, that the Rav Shitzer was there making badchanas. So he understood why it wasn't going, because the badchanas, the jokes that the Rav Shitzer was making by the mitzvotans, before the mitzvotans, was being mesameach the shechina so much, that it brought the shechina to such a simcha, that's why the chayzim from Lublin in that town couldn't make tikkun chatzos. The Rav Shitzer was ruining it for him. He had a way The Rav Shitzur had a very close keshev to the Shechina Akdashah. That was his whole avodah, was to be misameach the Shechina. In fact, the Gittur Yid, they asked the Gittur Yid once, you know, what was the Rav Shitzur Rav? What was the Rav Shitzur Rav? I forget if it was the Gittur Yid or maybe somebody else. But the Bnei Saskar said this also, that after the Levaya, the Bnei Saskar was not only was he related to the Rav Shitzur through marriage, but he was a very close friend of the Rav Shitzur. In fact, by the Ptir of the Rav Shitzur, so he was a Goises for many days, and he had his neshama had a hard time leaving his body, and they tried all types of things. They said nishmas by his bed, and they didn't know what to do. And every time they tried something, the Rav Shitzur would shake his head like this. He would shake his head like nothing. No, you don't get it. So they didn't know what to do. So they told the Bnei Yisachar, who was a very close friend, as I said, of the Rav Shitzur, and he came to Rav Shitz, and he had an Eitzah for the Rav Shitzur, and he started to say Az Yashir. And as he was saying Az Yashir, as he was singing Az Yashir, the Rav Shitzur was going like this with his head. He was going like this, and as he came to Hashem Yimleich Leilam Voed, so the Rav Shitzur had Yitzias Neshama. And the Rav Shitzur, he writes in his Sefer that all the Yeshuas come from Az Yashir, that they all come from Kriyas Yamsuf. And in fact, it said about the Rav Shitzur that every single Torah in his Sefer has some type of a kesher to Az Yashir. The Rebbe said that he had heard that. He doesn't see how that is, but every his neshama apparently came from the Az Yashir, from Kriyas Yamsuf. And he said that by saying Az Yashir, you can be play Yeshua. I know by my Rebbe that if you go to him for a Shacharis, the longest part of davening is the Az Yashir. It takes like 10 minutes, maybe 12, 15 minutes sometimes, the whole Az Yashir. Something about Az Yashir, we go through Az Yashir very quickly, but that Kriyas Yamsuf is considered to be a mocker for all Yeshua's Yisrael. Rav Shitzur, I'll end off with this. Maybe this story. Maybe we'll share a few more stories when we get to Tana Dvei Eliyahu. Once the Chayza from Lublin was coming from Tashlich. And as he was coming from Tashlich, the Rav Shitzur saw the Chayza from Lublin, and he started to run. He started to run to the Nahar, to the river where the Chayza was coming from. So the Chayza said, "Where are you running to?" Saying, "I'm running to the river." So he said, "I'm going to pick up what the Rebbe threw away. I'm going to pick up what the Rebbe threw away." Meaning to say that the Chayza was coming from Tashlich and he threw away all of his Averis. So the Rav Shitzur was going to get all of the Averis of the Chayza from Lublin. Could imagine the Averis of the Chayza from Lublin. What were the Averis of the Chayza from Lublin? So he said those mitzvahs, those Averis were huge. So the Rav Shitzur was running to the river and he meant it. I'm going to collect all the Averis of the Chayza. In fact, the great grandson of the Rav Shitzur was, well, we spoke about him not long ago, the Ateres Yeshua, the Jikavirav. The Jikavirav said of Artel, He said on the Haggadah, "Mitchila oivdi avodah zarah hayu aviseinu." Says originally our forefathers they worshipped avodah zarah. Ve'achshav kevanu hamakom lavadaso. And now Hashem has brought us close to His service. So this is the way he types this memory in the Haggadah. He says, "Mitchila oivdi avodah zarah hayu aviseinu." He says that in the earlier generations where they were very great, very, very great, Oivdi Avodah Zarah Hayu V'Seinu. He says that they worshipped Avodah Zarah. V'achshav, but now, Kervanu Hamakom Lavadasa. Those things which were considered Avodah Zarah by the earlier Dairis is Kervanu Hamakom Lavadasa. Those things are now for us how we serve Hashem. That's how we serve Hashem. It means to say that what they considered Averis, what to them which were Averis, for us, that's like serving Hashem. He brought a maisa with the Imre Noyam, that the Imre Noyam, he once came, I heard this from Rabbi also, he once came to the Divrei Chaim, and he said to the Divrei Chaim, he says, he was broken hearted, he says, I have mamash big problems. He says, what's your problem? He says, every time, I forget if he says, if I daven Shemona Esse, if I say Shema, he says, every time I daven, I get Chidushei Torah in my head and I don't know what to do with it. He says, I can't stop myself. Can't stop myself from having Chidushei Torah during my davening. And this is what he came to the Divrei Chaim. He came for an Eitza and a Bracha to solve the problem that he's staring his Kavan and davening all of his Chidushei Torah. So the Divrei Chaim said back to him, he says, by me, I don't have such problems. He says, by me, when I daven to Hashem, I don't even know that there's a Torah in the world. That's what he said. Mamash is very deep what that means. I don't even know that there's a Torah in the world. I heard this from my Rebbe. So on that he said, look at this. Their problems would be for us like the biggest compliment. Couldn't stop himself from learning when he was davening. This was his problem that he had for the Divrei Chaim. Okay, maybe we'll share some more. We'll try to connect some stories in Mitzvah Shem to the Tana Dvei Eliyahu. As you said, it's this Tuesday, Yud Aleph Iyar, and Yom Havaya Shalom Eimeh, Zchus Yagin Eval Kol Yisrael Eimeh.